endowed with power from on high. To be honest, I have to say there was a time when I often went to the temple out of a sense of duty. I attended regularly and had a nice experience, sometimes even a very inspirational experience. But it was not until I served as a mission president in Ireland that the temple became the Lord's university to me, truly enlightening and energizing. At that time, some of the missions in Great Britain were languishing. Our mission supervisor, Elder Mark E. Peterson of the Council of the Twelve, felt that the missionaries needed to be endowed with power from on high. So he permitted the mission presidents to take all of the elders and sisters to London for a temple experience. He emphasized that our primary purpose was not to do work for the dead, as important as that was, but rather to prepare ourselves to do better missionary work. We went twice a year and stayed for a full week each time. It would be difficult to do that today, but back then, the saints used the temple mostly on Friday evenings and Saturdays for their temple trips, and it wasn't very busy on weekdays. Thus, the missionaries were allowed to be there from Monday through Friday morning. They were scheduled in three different groups, so each companionship was in London for about a day and a half. We spent the whole day in the temple. We were not rushed. Each elder and sister attended four or five sessions in a row and had 30 to 60 minutes between each session to reflect on the meaning of the endowment. In the evening, we let the missionaries decide whether to socialize or enjoy themselves at the manor house on the temple grounds, to play basketball at a nearby stake center, to take a tour and even see a clean play in London, or attend another session in the temple. Every night and every time, they chose another endowment, even though they knew they would be attending two more sessions the following morning before the next group of missionaries came in. This went on twice a year for 2 years. The missionaries always wanted to go back to the temple because they were genuinely excited by the things that they were learning there. Little by little, the insights came. The key to it all was the time we spent in reflection, simply pondering the endowment and allowing light and knowledge to distill upon our souls as the dews from heaven. People have to train themselves to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Joseph Smith said, "The things of God are of deep import, and time and experience, and careful and ponderous and solemn thoughts can only find them out." Close quote. We must get our minds deeply into the temple and refuse to be diverted by temporal or superficial things. If we stay with it and keep returning for another experience, we will begin to understand what the temple is all about. The effect this process had on us was so deep, so real, so profound, that I don't have words to describe it. Those moments of sublime spiritual insight were among the most significant experiences I have ever had. They gave me a new understanding of the temple and of life itself. And we did, in fact, receive an endowment of power that proved to be a tremendous blessing to our missionary work. It corrected our mental maps and enabled us to love people as never before. It quadrupled our convert baptisms in Ireland and led to a great turnaround in the missions of Great Britain. In addition, it helped bring about the conversion of the missionaries themselves.